From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Greece asks for a new three-year bailout. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras told the European Parliament in Strasbourg that his government would immediately implement tax and pension reforms. He said he would produce new concrete proposals by Thursday. Lisa Bryant has more.
Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras spoke before a rowdy European Parliament just hours after the end of an inconclusive summit in Brussels, and just hours before a Thursday deadline for Greece to deliver a credible reform plan to fellow Eurozone members. Mr. Tsipras received a mix of boos and cheers as he said Greece will continue with reforms and deliver the proposals Greek creditors want in return for securing new bailout funds. But he said Greeks also need a sign there is light at the end of a difficult tunnel, hope of an exit to the crisis. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Trading on the New York Stock Exchange resumed Wednesday after being halted for nearly 4 hours for unknown internal technical reasons. The FBI said there was no indication of a cyber attack. Chinese stock prices continued to fall Wednesday, prompting the government to warn against panic by investors. The government took a series of measures to stop the three-week market slide. The U.S. Homeland Security chief says investigators have collected strong evidence leading to a prime suspect in the recent cyber breach of government records. The head of Homeland Security said the government is not ready to disclose who it thinks was behind the cyber attack on its computers. Witnesses say at least 3,000 Ethiopian troops have entered Somalia, reportedly, for an attack on al-Shabaab militants. Residents of the Gedo region said they saw troops with tanks and armored vehicles crossing the border Monday. This is VOA News. Russia has vetoed a draft United Nations resolution condemning the 1995 massacre at Srebrenica as an act of genocide. The killings took place during the Bosnian War. The UN Security Council vote was 10-1 with 4 abstentions. Samantha Power is the UN ambassador, U.S. ambassador to the UN.
20 years ago, the international community failed to protect the people taking refuge in Srebrenica, and the result was genocide. Today, because of Russia's refusal to call what happened in Srebrenica by its rightful name, genocide, the Council is again failing to live up to its responsibility.
British Ambassador Peter Wilson said his government is outraged by Russia's veto. Top U.S. and Iranian nuclear negotiators met for at least 3 hours Wednesday in Vienna. They are trying to resolve the remaining differences, blocking the way to an agreement. No details of the meeting were released. Tunisian Prime Minister Habib Essib said his country is starting to build a wall of sand along the border with neighboring Libya, hoping to stop terrorists from infiltrating Tunisian territory. The Tunisian government has been taking preventative measures to try to stop a repeat of the terrorist attack that left 38 tourists dead on June 26th. Edward Uranian reports.
The prime minister indicated that the wall would be made of sand and would be finished by the end of the year. He said security cameras and surveillance posts would be placed at regular intervals. Assaid added that the recent decision to impose a state of emergency was prompted by fears that outside plotters were acting to carry out further acts of terrorism and mass killings to destabilize and demoralize the country. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Pope Francis continues his tour of South America in Bolivia Wednesday. During 2 speeches in Ecuador, the pontiff urged Roman Catholics to open their arms to the poor and preserve the environment for future generations. South Sudan's rebel leader says the country's civil war will continue as long as President Salva Kiir remains in power. Riek Machar spoke to reporters in Nairobi on Wednesday as South Sudan's parliament formally gave President Kiir a new 3-year mandate. The United States ambassador at large for war crimes says those behind ongoing violence in Burundi could face prosecution. In an interview Wednesday with VOA's Central Africa Service, Stephen Rapp said peaceful demonstrators continue to be shot at in the streets of the capital, Bujumbura. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.